The Ben Ish Chai is quoted as explaining that the two times we dip on the night of Pesach correspond to the beginning and end of Galus Mitzrayim. It began with the selling of Yosef. It was a result of the discord and hatred between the sons of Yaakov that the Galus began. Thus, dipping Yosef's special cloak in blood is symbolic of the beginning of exile. Therefore, by its end, when the time comes for the Geula, Hashem instructed that the Yidden should dip an Agudas Ezev, which represents unity and humility, into blood. And that ushered in the Geula, the complete redemption of Pesach. Parenthetically, in a chilling observation, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman points out that the strange phenomenon which has plagued us in our current exile, that of blood libels, which has caused the death and persecution of untold number of Jews through many generations, despite it not even having a shred of truth, can only be understood in light of the original cause of this exile, baseless hatred, sinas chinam, represented in the cloak of Yosef being dipped into blood. The Rebbe has an explanation for Manishtana al derech hadrush v'aremez in a non-literal way. He explains that each of the four questions is highlighting a difference between this exile and those that preceded it. All are centered on the theme that the geula from this galus will be a final and eternal geula. And for that to occur, the cause of exile, which is impurity and sin, needs to be entirely eradicated. The first contrast presented by the child is with regard to dipping, tibul, which represents the process of purification. In previous exiles, he points out, there was not even a single dipping, meaning there did not exist any complete purification. But in this exile, we dip two times, purifying us not only from the impurities of sins connected to the body, eating, drinking, sleeping, and such, but even impurities of sins connected to the neshama, to the soul, such as insufficient concentration during prayer, davening, or Torah study. The second contrast is with regard to chametz and matzah. In previous exiles, there was chametz u'matzah. There was still a little bit of chametz, a feeling of self and ego that remained. But in our exile, all chametz is completely eradicated, leaving only matzah, complete bittul to Hashem. The third contrast is regarding vegetables. Vegetables are a food that aren't essential for survival, but are eaten in order to add taste and enjoyment. In the geula which we experienced from previous exiles, we ate sha'ar yirakos. In other words, involvement with physicality was in such a way that it wasn't only purely out of necessity, but even just to add pleasure. But the geula from this exile will come only after our gishmak is only leida es Hashem, increasing our connection to Hashem. And therefore, all distractions from the madonnas, the pleasures in this world, will be murrer, bitter and frustrating, like a child being called away from a game in which he's engrossed to eat supper. The fourth contrast is with regard to leaning. Leaning represents a person assuming a more permanent status. The redemptions from previous exiles were sometimes misubin. They were sometimes for a more extended period of time, and other times yeshvin. In other words, more temporary. But halayla hazeh, this night, the geula from this galus will be in a way that kulanu mesubun, a geula that will not be followed by exile. It will be a yom shekulei shabbos umnucha lechaye elamim. The child, therefore, is perplexed. How is it possible that from such a dark and difficult and penetrating galus as the one which we're experiencing, we will be able to reach such a complete geula, such a lofty geula. How is it possible that we could imagine that despite where we see ourselves and where we feel ourselves currently, that there will come a geula which will bring us to such an extreme opposite state? And we respond to the child, don't worry. Avadim hayinu lepari b'mitzrayim. There's a precedent. We were completely dominated by the all-powerful Pari and subjugated by the immoral and depraved culture of Egypt. And yet, Vayetzienu Hashem Aleikenu Misham, Biyad Chazaka, Hashem lifted us up and removed us from that denigrate state and gave us the Torah, Liyos Loi La'am Segula, to be a special nation for Him, a beloved nation for Him. And this will occur for us as well, Bebias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehira B'yameinu.